we are so much late. I wanted that all so many good sirs are here. I wanted to hear some kirtan, but we cannot go out. And place also, devotees are here, all wearing Buddha Prabhu.
You'll speak at the hotel tomorrow
night. No, I think
I will open it. You can see
it. Okay, Khalina, you
can make an
announcement.
He should be given any chair.
Closer, everyone. You can have it. You can have it. You can have it.
Anyone can see it here also.
Let's hear Ketal.
Yes, there we are.
All the stairs? Without fear,
there
is no stair. It's right there. It's right there. Also, that all are standing for me. But if you can manage it from that for them.
Any chairs are there on the top?
They can go there and sit there.
Which is the jagah?
Oh. They go there, Nandagopal Prabhu. They can come and sit there.
Yeah.
I like standing. Oh. Thank
you. Discussing about role of our devotion and love, the role of our life. We are telling that, or all Shastras are telling that our goal should be first, where to go, what is our aim and object. And then we can make decision about our way, in what way we can do that. I have told something about this. So, we should know something about this from Chaitanya Charitamrita. How he is telling about our goal. You should know also this thing, that what is really bhakti. Things nowadays going on the name of bhakti, pure bhakti. But that is not pure bhakti. Very rare had some understanding of the real bhakti. So first we should know what is real bhakti. So Nirupa Goswami, inspired by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had told in Bhakti Goswami Srinivasa that Annabhilashita Sunyam Dhyan Karmat Dhyanapritam Anukullena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Niruttama.
You are here. You should come here. Give a place.
Say the meaning of this slok. You should speak. Translation.
Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, being inspired by the mercy of Satyanandan Gaurahari, he has composed the most super excellent definition of bhakti.
Adulteration. Are being made in bhakti. Mixture of karma, mixture of jnana, mixture of yoga, so many things. So like a water, bring drinking water. Then there is ocean of water you cannot bring. This is alteration of short, so much. You cannot. Oil drains so much water going on, but you cannot drain. In this way, in bhakti, there are so many mixture of bhakti. Really, they are not bhakti. But in world, in this world, nowadays, especially in Kali Yuga, all the mixture of the bhaktis are going on in the name of pure bhakti. Like, Srila Rupa Goswami has told, or all acharyas have told like this, that there are three kinds of bhakti. One, pure bhakti, sarup siddha bhakti. Then, sangha siddha bhakti. And then, arok siddha bhakti. Arok siddha bhakti and sangha siddha bhakti actually not shuddha pure bhakti. You should define what is arup siddha and what is sangha siddha. Stand up.
Rupa Goswami Pad has, by his closest mercy, defined three types of bhakti. So Srila Gurudev described
sense gratification, that he will have a very big king and kingdom and he will test. Though he was pleasing Krishna by his mantra, but the mode and the goal was something else. So this is not pure bhakti, this is arop siddha bhakti. No connection. Like we are making a score, anywhere in 64 kinds of bhakti, there is no mention of Gurukul, cow, setting, anything, or making a garden for. This is all like arup siddha bhakti. But if they can have some link, that fruits of the garden will be given to Krishna. Or the boys will learn something, etiquette, and they will chant, remember Krishna, and in future they will be devotees. So there is chance something. So these are all arup siddha bhakti, not by it. No kirtan, smaran and all other things. So these are all arup siddha bhakti. Then,
Guru Maharaj Ji is a bhakti, is arup siddha or sakam bhakti? Because he is doing
both. Sakam bhakti is divided in all these things. Same thing. But name is differential.
But he is doing Vishnu smaranam, and this is one of the nine.
Not a smaranam Vishnu, but chanting the mantra only for Krishna, for Vasudeva Krishna. No doubt. His mood was different. Sakam bhakti. Sakam bhakti is divided into so many.
Then, so this arup siddha bhakti is, it is prone for the conditioned souls in this world to mistake this for pure bhakti. And as a result of this, they do this practice for a long time, but they find that realization does not come because.
And he told that he came to establish Naam Sankirtan. And this is Yuga. After that he told that Anarpiti Charing Chira to sprinkle his mercy, to give all the jivas the same thing which was not given for a long time. And that was a spontaneous love. Rag Marga Pracharam.
prema rasa yajas krite ashvadan raga marga bhakti loke krite pracharan.
Only to give some way how we can have a spontaneous braja prema. He wanted to. So now he is telling that his main cause to descend this world was to test the highest mood of Srimati Radhika. What was that? For this, he is quoting a slope of Sarup Dhamma. Radhaya pranay mahima kirdrishah va anay va svadho jenadbhut madhurima kirdrisho va madhiyo sokhan chasya madan bhavatah kirdrisham vaitte lobhav tadbhavadam samjani sachi garva sindhu.
Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him,
preach Braja Prem, the way of Braja Prem, that Raganuga Marga. He can read. What is Raganuga Marga?
Path of spontaneous love.
Path of a spontaneous love. He cannot give. He can give up to that established Yuga Dharma. So he prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I cannot give this, please descend. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is telling, before this he has told that prem ras nirjas karite aswadan rag marg bhakti loke karite pracharan rasik shekhar krishna parama kuran karun ei di hetu hoite ichha udgam. 15.
The Lord's desire to appear was born from two reasons. He wanted to taste the sweet essence of the mellows of love of God, and he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction. Thus he is known as supremely jubilant Rasika Shekhar and the most merciful of all, Parama Karun.
He has also told that prem nam pracharite ei avatar satya ei hetu kintu taha bahiranga
I have given the essential meaning of the fourth verse. This incarnation descends to propagate the chanting of the holy name and spread love of God. Although this is true, this is but the external reason for the Lord's incarnation. Please hear one other reason, the confidential reason for the Lord's appearance.
So here he is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established Nam Sankirtan everywhere, and he also preached the way of
spontaneous
devotion of Braja Prem. But also these are external. Then what is main thing? Main cause? Then he is telling here, oh, all these established truths, Siddhant, are so secret that we should not discuss in general meetings. Very rare, very rare. But he is telling also that if it will not be given to qualified devotees, then it will go away from this world. What minute?
Srila Gurudev is describing that Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is in a dilemma. What is that dilemma? On the one hand, these things are so secret and so confidential that they should not be disclosed, they should not be spoken in public. Yet on the other hand, if these things are not spoken, then they will disappear from the world entirely.
So, I know that this all siddhants are very rare, very
confidential.
But why I am telling to you the same thing in the line of Krishna Das Kaviraj? If I am not telling all these things to you because you are senior devotees, I know, and you are hearing from so many ears and ears. In this council there are so many devotees that who are in ISKCON for 25 years or so many years. So I want that this should not go on from this world. If there are some rare devotees even, they should know all these explanations. Why Krishna Das Goswami is explaining now? Atayav kahi kuch karyani gur, bujhibe rasika janna, bujhibe mur. Meaning? Oh, 232.
All these conclusions are unfit to disclose in public. But if they are not disclosed, no one will understand them. Therefore, I shall mention them, revealing only their essence, so that loving devotees will understand them, but fools will not.
Then he is telling, Esab Hrde Dharye Je Nicha Chaitanya Nityananda Esab Siddhanta Se Paide Ananda Esab Siddhanta Amre Rapla Bhaktagan Kokile Sarvadapalla Abhakta Ustre Ritena Hai Pravesh Tabe Chitte Hai Mor Ananda Vishes.
Anyone who has captured Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu in his heart will become blissful by hearing all these transcendental conclusions. All these conclusions are just like the newly grown twigs of a mango tree. They are always pleasing to the devotees, who in this way resemble cuckoo birds. The camel-like non-devotees cannot enter into these topics. Therefore, there is a special jubilation in my heart. For fear of them, the camel-like non-devotees, I do not wish to speak. But if they do not understand, then what can be happier in all the three worlds? Therefore, after offering obeisances to the devotees, for their satisfaction, I shall speak without hesitating.
There was a forest. In that forest, there are several mango trees and also some neem trees. You know, naturally, cuckoo bird will sit on mango tree and they will taste mango, the manjaris of mango, and that is why they sing very sweet. And other hand, if there are so many
mangoes,
very sweet, and they are like written, very tasteful, sweet, fragrant, even crows will connect sit on mango. They will sit on
neem tree,
naturally, and they will take bitter taste of neem, and they will If cuckoo birds will call them that you should come and taste like me, they will never come. You know camels. What is the habit of camels? They always be in barren lands. No mango trees are anything. Only thorns are there. They will not taste anything else. Oh, only thorns. And thorns will make some something. And their own blood will come. And they will taste their own blood. Oh, how tasty. So they are like rest. They will not taste. So he is telling that I am now so happy. My doubts had come. I was fearing that they will hear and then they will take some other meanings and they will make mixture. But now I am happy. They will reject this nectar. They will never, they will come and boycott that he is Sahajiya. He is not or in line.
He is derailed.
Like this, you say. And they will never hear all these things. But the great devotees who are in good association, initiated by a very high class of devotees, always hearing all these things, Chaitanya Charitamrita, in real process, really, they will have some thick greed for hearing all these things. How we can develop our Krishna consciousness? So they will hear it very
pleasantly.
So he now, out of doubt, oh, I should tell it, because those like camel and crow, they will not come and hear. They will buy God. So I was fearing from them, and if they are not listening, they are boycotting, then what harm I should tell? Otherwise, this idea will go away from this world forever. So I must tell it. You know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, has written so many things for this. This is our goal. So we must know our goal, and then according to our qualification, we should select our process or path. So Krishna Das Goswami is telling. So I also never have a doubt. I know that those who are some qualified, some greed for Krishna consciousness, real bhakti, they will hear. And others will hear and reject. So no problem. Otherwise, from world, this path will go away forever.